Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes. It's most beneficial if you can lay down and relax and close your eyes while receiving this treatment. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled advanced bioenergy operations. Through my perception and my vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come into our reality and enact change on your behalf. Allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that are going to be coming through, and try not to focus too much on meaning, interpretation. And you can notice any attempts by your mind to try to hold on to some of these words and phrases, and just simply relax into the transmission and do your best to let go. And if you fall asleep, that's really great. It's quite helpful to play this session often. This will take your healing further and deeper. And if you find the session helpful, please share. That'll help the algorithm so that more people can find me and my sessions. And you can do that thumbs up and the subscribe and the bell, so you'll be notified about future sessions. So today's session is a healing treatment on the habit pattern of self-isolation. I've had many requests for this topic. And so we will be addressing prolonged feelings of loneliness, feeling forlorn, disconnection, helplessness, and of course the habit of self-isolating. So now go ahead and lay down, relax, and let your breathing slow. And bring to mind and think to yourself right now about how many ways you isolate yourself from others. You may not have the answer in your conscious waking mind. That's okay. You're basically just asking your inner higher knowing to bring that forward. So think to yourself right now about how many ways that you isolate yourself from others, from yourself, from your gifts, passions, inspirations, and fun. And let the energetic answer come up. What comes up immediately after you have a super great idea? And again, you don't need to know the answer. We're asking your system energetically to supply the answer so we can work on it. Think of the ways in which you experience almost instantaneous shutdown, stopping your flow, your excitement, your natural enthusiasm to engage your drive and to follow through on your excellent ideas and natural inclinations and social connection impulses. So bringing all this forward for healing. Have these all, hold these all in your mind consciousness. Before playing this session, next time you play it, and they will be addressed now and in the future. Great, so we're going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves, aligning with the earth, the sun, with our own Mother, Father, God self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father, God self to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. So we're going to begin by remediation of those positive guarding principles which you have, which have been distorted in any way, whacked out of proportion, initiating a recuperation of equilibrium and balance. Mental plane, excavation, attention to detail, resurgence, and reactivation. Great. Clearing, removing dispirited false activations. Clearing the energy of denial, self-denial, denial of your strength, denial of your fortitude, and denial of your love rhythm. So we're clearing on these energetic patterns, constraints, most of which come from external sources or inner wound-based trauma patterns, usually both. Okay, reinventing your creative driving force for regeneration of your spirited uptake of your creative will. Higher space span in time algorithm reset according to your own true authentic specifications. Focusing and applying this in your day-to-day going forward. Immediately recalling forgotten fears that have been in full operation below the surface. So just because we forget about something doesn't mean it's not there, and calling some of the shots below our consciousness. And so that's what we're doing. We're recalling, reconnecting for the purposes of healing and true transformation. Giving them ample exposure to your brilliant sunshine that comes from the core of your being. Whether you perceive it or not sometimes, it's there. So radiating this light that you are, brighter and brighter each day, and upping your capacity to contain and be with this brightening that is going to be continuing. So radiating this light that you are brighter and brighter each day, so much so that those fears are seen as irrelevant and inconsequential in comparison to the profundity of your most elegant essence. Power drive activation and replenishment. Settling in to these big changes, these big positive changes. Excellent. Tracking and redirecting disturbed essences back to their point of emanation for resolution. Healing quickly, thoroughly. So much so that it is plain to see who you are and what you are not. Repairing a dislocation error. Deleting the pattern of being driven back to fight or flight for seemingly mundane and small matters. Clearing guilt associations. Clearing patterned pathways that distort, disrupt your natural, authentic love flow. and redirecting yourself back into your center, the center of your love flow. Deleting obsoletism, standing tall and firm in the richness of who you are. Replenishment of your whole direct point of reference. Dismantling, backsliding into hiding, repressing, suppressing, overanalyzing to the point of incapacitation. So dismantling and deleting these. Deleting full-on fear-based, fear-mongering escape tactics. Now there's the wisdom of knowing when to retreat in certain situations that it's not going to do any good to stay or to keep thinking about it or keep ruminating or keep trying. Sometimes it's good to take a step back, take some space, and recenter so that you can see the situation anew. And then sometimes we get into a pattern of continually hiding, repressing, suppressing, and removing ourselves. And once again, so this calls for, once again, our natural, authentic rhythm and flow and sense of spontaneity and direct, clear association, direct application of our infinite presence. We're going to do a process here for grounding our spiritual, physicality, mental, heart-based living, purposeful sense of place. Higher state of grace, occupation, and traction. Let's clear tendency for worry, over contemplation, over consideration, and magnification. All of that is grouped together in one thing that we're clearing. Purposeful living resurgence, living life in the clear. All right, next healing point, disidentifying and disengaging from external energetic pushes, misdirected energies towards social separation. Healing and repairing personal distortion, isolation, isolationism. And let's clear the magnification of the of a felt sense of imperative to sever bonding, to interrupt your bonding style, and most of all, your bonding connection, connectedness within yourself. Healing the misperception of incompatibility with the goodness of the heart, self and others. Perceptual self-replenishment and repair. Strong repair. Silent recalibration to your inner emotional bonding capacity, which is always healing itself. Deep design, energetic reconstellation. Recovering your own essential ability to nourish, gain sustenance from the heart flow connection that is your natural movement. and easily falling into sync with this. Reclaiming your inherent enthusiasm for life and trusting, meeting yourself and meeting others in and from your heart of hearts. Initiating a mental field recalibration. Propulsion mechanism repair adjustment to be in firm alignment with your true center. The highest peak of your being. Dissolving an overlay of isolation from others. Dissolving this overlay. Dissolving negative energetic emotional pull states of disconnection, incompatibility, finiteness, trying too hard, not trying enough or at all, incongruencies, danger, threat to one's safety or the feeling of threat, time, energy, and attention. So doing a massive dissolution here, a repair, a rebuilding, full body temple resurgence. Dissolving the pull towards cerebral knowledge over deep, expansive, connection-based experiences and knowing. Resolving a mind-energy split. And doing a massive healing for the hunger for connection. Sometimes we may feel a deep hunger for a connection, but it's wound or trauma based. And so it's not based in reality. And what it does is it takes you out of your continual perception of your inner connection with your brilliance and the love that you are. Deepening into the real connection within that is always there, sometimes gets occluded. But it's always there. Generating new timelines of social calling on new terms and ever deepening congruency within and without. Setting a new emotional course through the inner terrain of sustained perceptual ability to seeing into the inner layers of connection, connectivity, connectedness, and your right to be connected and received, seen, known, appreciated, valued by yourself and from others. Gaining, growing, and regaining a greater experience and sense of your and others' brilliance. Right, so we're now closing down our session in love, light, gratitude, and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy. If you'd like to make a donation, there is a link in the description below. And please visit the library page on my website for more in-depth bioenergy treatment sessions. I highly recommend that you listen to this session repeatedly. It will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further out. And to schedule an individual session, and for more information, please visit my website, www.puresoulalchemy.com. Before we sign off, I just want to mention that we did some deep healing operations, and you may experience some detox post-treatment, and that's a good thing. However, it may feel temporarily uncomfortable. So please do visit my website, the page called After Your Treatment, for some ideas on things you can do to help yourself and support yourself. Also, I'm always happy to make intuitive recommendations, and that would be where I muscle test and pick YouTube sessions and or some of my breath guided breath meditations from my website. And that's always free. And you can just send me an email and ask for that. Well, thank you so much for joining, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.